Artis Shador, you're the manager of the Cochrane Food Bank?
I am.
Okay. Now, you have a solution for people who are worried about how they're going to dress for prom. Can you tell me about it?
Yeah, so we noticed in the community that we had a lot of issues with just acquiring garments for graduation, be it grade 8 or grade 12. So we decided that we would team up with Métis Nation and come together to offer a night where teenagers and tweens can get together and be able to browse all different sorts of formal wear and get it at a price that's actually really really affordable, as well as we do have some items that are completely free. We got some sponsors from around the town too that have offered different things from makeup to services, so that's always good. But yeah, it's definitely a good way to ensure that they can try on a dress, they can try on a suit, and have something comfortable for their graduation.
You mentioned tweens, so this is for grade 8 kids too, as well as high schoolers
yeah.
or college, I guess.
Yeah, because we're envisioning that they're going to have the grade 8 graduates as well as grade 12 graduates. And then maybe there's even people who want to go to attend a prom, right? They might be in grade 9, 10, 11. They want to go to prom and they don't have the ability to get the formal wear that's needed. So we just want to ensure that everybody has an equal opportunity to enjoy those, you know, little milestones in life.
Yeah, without breaking the bank.
Exactly, because especially if you have multiple kids, which we have a lot of families in Cochrane that have more than one child that would be attending these events, and that can be extremely expensive, and we want to make sure that everybody has the opportunity to enjoy those things.
The Métis Nation of Ontario is a partner in this, but that doesn't mean that to take advantage of this, you have to be Métis, is that right?
No. So they're actually partnering with us so that they can have a lot of their clients attend this event, but it is open to the public. We are hoping just to have the people in the age range attend. So again, we want the teens and the tweens to be able to come in and comfortably be with their peers to go through the process of finding what is comfortable for them. We'll have snacks and things. So it's a great way for us all to just get together and ensure that all youth are getting the chance to get dressed up for prom or for graduation.
So this is like a one night event where they can drop in and see what's available.
Yeah, it's on May 31st from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. And we're calling it basically a prom pop-up shop. That is what we're doing. They can show up and be it again for graduation, for any of the dances that are happening for the end of the school year. They're going to be able to get that formal wear that's required.
You're asking for pre-registration too?
Well, you can pre-register with Métis Nation if you are a client of theirs. If you are just the general public, you don't need to register. You can just drop by. We'll be here. We're not going to deny anyone an entry for that event. So it's definitely open to all youth that are going to be needing formal wear.
Okay. Do you have anything you want to add to any of this?
Yeah, what I wanted to say was, okay, we do have some items that will be up for sale, but we also are just saying if you want to drop by, you know, you can make a donation of a non-perishable food item as well. And we have a lot of different sponsors that are allowing us to be able to provide. So if you don't quite have enough funds to be able to purchase something, don't worry, we got your back.
What if I have my prom dress hanging in the closet and I don't think I'll ever wear it again? Can I contribute it?
Of course, yeah, you can donate at any time when we're open from Mondays through Saturday from 10 a.m. until 4 p.m. We would request that you don't put it in the bin on Sunday just because prom dresses, those formal wear, that can be a little bit more sensitive to the elements, and we don't want it to get damaged. But again, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Monday through Saturday, donations of any formal wear, especially the suits, because we always think of dresses for the girls, but we would really, really appreciate any suits. And if you think it's too retro, don't think so, because teenagers like to wear whatever.
Yeah, and that includes accessories too, right? So shirts, ties, shoes.
Yeah, well, we're really, really lucky so far that in New Friendship Center donated us a great quantity of ties, so we're good there. But we definitely, if you have shoes, if you have purses, anything like that that you think would be appropriate for a formal event like this, you're more than welcome to donate it at the food bank during our regular hours.
I might go up there on the 31st just to tie ties for the young guys who probably don't know how.
That's always welcome. It's great to have volunteers to help us with different things because it's the same thing as we have a few volunteers that'll be assisting with talking about makeup because, a lot of times we don't have the ability to do that. I know my own mother never showed me how to put makeup on, so that was always a learning experience in its own. So, yeah, it's great to have anybody come drop by if they'd like to help out.